Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark on a Tuesday night. Yes, it's Tuesday. Okay, for a moment I thought I was losing my mind with this easily done in the words of Carly. Welcome to Block Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. And Ron Mazzella. Okay, he knows I'm going to flop his name up. And since he's a really good friend to us, so I think he will forgive me. He's not here yet. So let's see. What's happening in the world? Well, the Trumpster is gonna get, he's going to get, Giuliani is going down. And now he has to testify before Congress that Ukrainian people lied and imitated, looked intimidated by Trump. So that's what's going on in America. Okay. So like I said, I may have on and I really hope he comes soon, because then I'm going to be singing, and I'm sure you don't want that for the whole half an hour, because I don't have a great voice sometimes, and I just want to say that I understood why Vasca drunk. I totally get it. I was once her age, and am I saying I did the same thing at her age? Well, yeah, I have to find out on another show, because I'm not feeling all I did in high school, because I did enough bad things. I mean, I'm not a saint. I'm not a saint, let's put it that way. I'm far from it. And let's bring on Bobby and David for a second. Hello, boys.
Hello, Carly. Hello, David.
How did you guys like my song?
Well, the minute I called in, I thought maybe you had a guest and you were singing it to the guests. I didn't know you were singing it not only to us, but to the rest of America that might be listening. But I love it.
What about you, David?
You do. I would do.
Well,
me too.
I.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Well, I'm just, you know, being funny, but what was I going to say? I'm just feeling like being funny right now. But one thing that just came into my mind today, that if the impeachment process goes live, we are going to be screwed, because we are going to miss our soap. You know, so,
I agree, Carly, and I think back to what had happened with Watergate, and I was reading Alison Sweeney's first book, All the Days of My Life, so far, and she made a good point of what happened during the days, that days got preempted by Watergate and the O.J. trial, and I've heard people talk about stories about the O.J. trial.
You guys, so I'm going to put you guys on hold. So I just wanted to let you know that, so you don't think I'm really cutting you off.
All right.
Okay, people, one of my favorite guys out here, Ron Manzella. Okay, I probably pronounced his name wrong, but we have fun, so it's not like he's going to kill me over this. And by the way, do you know that he's been in over 90 shows? And if I say them all, then we are going to be here all day, so I better not. But Saved by the Bell, 90210, Young and the Restless. I want him back on Young and the Restless. He was my favorite kind of guy on Young and the Restless, and he was on General Hospital and Night Shift. And let's bring it on. Hey, Ron.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I thought I told you the number the other day, but
no,
you know what?
No, listen, I'm not. I'm an actor. I'm not very bright, so.
Well, you know, but you know, I thought today was Monday in my head, and I thought yesterday was Tuesday. So, you know, this whole time thing has really messed with my mind.
I understand. Mine as well.
I think the time change should just end and never, you know, we shouldn't have time change just because it's really going messing with my head. But, like I said, I won you back on YNL. I really won you back on YNL, so that is killing me.
Listen, me too.
I need a good reason to really get back into it right now. Because ever since Christoph died, I haven't been that into it. And I think if you will come back
so sad.
Oh, yeah, I know. My TV has been, I'm not over that one. But if you came back, I would feel a lot better. And I love your character. Your character by far.
Well,
in my eyes,
you know,
was a badass.
Greg,
for me, I thought you were kind of bad, but good, you know.
No, I was not bad. I was a little bit confused, I would say. I was grief-stricken.
Well, okay, you were confused, but I still want you on because I like that kind of role. And, okay, so I was looking up stuff because I was bored. And,
okay.
Were you on General Hospital? Were you just on General Hospital Night Shift? Because if you were on General Hospital, how come I don't remember? Because I remember every face on General Hospital. I remember you on Night Shift. I just don't remember you on General Hospital.
Right. I would pop in, you know, when we did Night Shift, they brought, you know, all of us on for like little scenes in the hospital to sort of introduce everybody and get them sort of cross-pollinated with the daytime audiences, you know, so that they would tune in for the nighttime audience. So we did a few then, and then my final General Hospital appearance was when they had, I don't know, it was like a terrorist attack, and somebody had anthrax or something, like, in their stomach, and then we operated on them, and the anthrax got released, and then everybody died. So I was in the operating room, I was in a mask, so nobody could see me, but I was there. They brought Dr. Andy Archer back just so that they could kill him off, and it wouldn't just be a random person dying, you know, maybe, like, two of the fans who were Andy Archer fans would be like, oh, that's a bummer. So, yes, when Nazanin Bonyadi's character died, I remember that because I was there and I died too.
Well, because I wouldn't mind you back on there. I mean, I have a perfect role for you on there by now. I mean, you could become back on there as a main character in my book. And you could become Colby's last long real brother, and then you can work with Mindy Spinard and Laura White and Steve Burton. And you just come, I mean, it seems like you come for the money, but you really aren't coming for the money, but people think you're bad. See, I could totally wind you in if someone would let me write on mix-ups. I could totally get you a booking job on there.
Carly, I wish you were in charge.
I could bring you on a new character on Yanni too. But they do have Chloe and Kevin back. So
I know. Chloe and Kevin came back. Dr. Harris will need to come for his revenge at some point.
Yeah, well, I will do whatever I can. And you were also on CSI New York. So if you could please get on NCIS LA, I would greatly appreciate it.
That's the one I'm missing.
Because
I need to do NCIS LA.
I mean, come on, working with Ariel Cruze and you know, my little crush, Chris O'Donnell, would be very good. And you were on Castle.
Yeah.
I love you on Castle. You know, you've done so much, and David reminded me that you were on 90210, but you, okay, were you on both?
No, I was on them. I actually, the funny story is, I was acting when the original was out because I'm old. So I did audition for it a bunch of times. And when Vincent Young's character appeared, I don't remember what the name of it was. Vincent Young came on the show, and I don't remember what his character name was or who he was like involved with, but he was a friend of mine, and we both auditioned for that part. So, you know, we were kind of hanging out in the room running lines with each other, and then he got it and I didn't, so I was pretty upset by that.
It made me
so sad.
And my favorite movie you've done is Minority Report. I love that movie. In fact, people, it was just on the other night. I stayed up for you. I stayed up really, really late because I thought it was on again. And you were great in that. And, you know, I loved... you know, I totally loved it. I thought you did such a great job in that movie. And, it's one of the cool movies, you have done. I mean, people don't watch it at night when the house is dark. I mean, that's my advice. And, I mean, you've been on American Horror Stories. You've been on like 102 different shows. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. I'm grateful that I have been able to do every single thing I was able to do. And they all definitely hold a place in my heart, as, you know, really special experiences. You take something from everything that you do. So it's been awesome. It's been fun.
Well, yes. And, you were in Las Vegas, right?
Which one?
The
Las Vegas, the show, or CSI Las Vegas?
They credit you on both, actually, on IMD, by the way. But
I did the CSI in Las Vegas, but I didn't do the Las Vegas show in Las Vegas.
Ghost Whisperer was really good with you, and I wish I would have kept you on.
Me too.
That would have been, really cool if they kept you on for a couple of episodes or two or three or four or five.
Absolutely.
And let's see. I had a good question for you. Okay. Non-acting rights. football season is here. So who are you going for football season wise?
Well, aside from this last Sunday, my Denver Broncos have been really, really bad. So it's really just all about fantasy football now. It's whoever my fantasy team is, you know, whoever I've got on my team, that's who I'm rooting for.
Okay. One, we have to have a little talk.
I wish I could say that it was the Seahawks. It's not the Seahawks, though. I apologize.
How can you not love them? I mean,
they beat my Broncos in the Super Bowl. That's how I cannot love them.
Okay, but we came back from a 21 deficit last week.
I know.
2 seconds in the game. Wesley throws. The wide receiver gets in. It's a touchdown. We win the game. I nearly had a heart attack, so I'm almost going to do this interview because the Seahawks are doing this to me this season. They come back at the tail end of the game, and they need to stop doing this. But, I mean, I love the Denver Broncos, too. My grandfather was the biggest fan of the Denver Broncos, so, you know, I love them, too. But they are not playing the greatest, so
no,
they need
not.
To...
They don't have a great team.
They need to, you know, they need to bring Elway out of retirement, I guess.
I wish.
Make a great team. But I better not hug you because, you know, the boys might kill me. I mean, I could be that selfish, but, okay, I won't because that won't be nice to me. But
okay.
Bobby is here. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, Bobby.
Is it Ron?
It is Ron. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? I just want to just ask you a couple of questions. Before.
Sure.
Now, I couldn't keep up with General Hospital Night Shift that much, but
right.
This was the same show that helped Amanda Baker, who was the babe recast on All My Children during the television part of the ABC run.
Yep.
So what was it like working with her? Because I didn't realize that within a couple months later that she was going to be one of the most be on a pretty popular daytime soap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's too bad that she couldn't come back for the reboot on that was on Hulu a couple of years ago because it would have been great to just see her back. I mean, nothing against Alexis or Bobby or anybody else that played the Babe and Crystal role, but I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been nice to see Amanda Baker on the reboot All My Children a couple of years ago when it was cool. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but
Amanda is amazing. She's such a great girl and a really talented actress.
Yeah, because the first thing that came to my mind when they recast her at Bay was she was perfect for the job because she reminds me a little bit of Alexa with the talent and perkiness that she had with her character. And
yeah,
but what was now? You said you was on now 210. Now this was the original, right?
No, I auditioned many times for the original and never was able to get a part on it. I was on the reboot for a few episodes as a music producer.
Right. I didn't see the reboot when it was not the new one, but the previous one, the one that ran on the CW. I didn't watch it because I didn't have time.
That's the one I was on. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
That one was super fun because I was one of those weird things where you get to go back and all of a sudden you're working with a director that you'd worked with, you know, years before. So it's always fun to go back and work with people again.
Right. Now, I know that Tori Spelling made a guest appearance on this show. What was it like to work with her when she did her pop-up appearances on the show?
Well, I didn't actually ever get to work with Tori. I did meet Tori. We did a fun little event out in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean where a bunch of us went out there and, like, you know, played sports and ate food on the beach and hung out for like 4 or 5 days. So we hung out a little bit there, and you know, she was great. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they got the whole game back together for the reality show version of this.
Yeah.
Too bad that Luke Perry, God rest his soul, wasn't a part of it. And God rest his soul, because I think
I would have definitely
been involved in the reboot.
Yes.
But it's been a great pleasure talking to you tonight, and I'll let David get a chance to ask you a question. And by the way, don't feel bad about the Broncos, because I don't think they could have beaten the Patriots, even if they have beaten Baltimore the other night. But then again, this is coming from a Carolina Panthers fan. We couldn't get past San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and that's a team that I think got a better shot at the Super Bowl if it's not New England.
They are looking good. They are looking good.
Right,
but you guys have McCaffrey, so that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you guys have a great night, and
thank you. You
let's
too.
Dave, thank you. Okay, you too. The one.
Okay, David, I will put you on hold, buddy.
All right.
And David, you're on.
Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm good as well. Thanks.
I love your last Lifetime movie. What was I doing that movie? Lifetime movie you did last year.
With the one with Claire Kramer and Heather McComb. It was a lot of fun. We had a really good time shooting that movie, and you know, every time I turn around, it seems to be on. So people must have liked it. Okay, it was a really fun. It was a fun film to do. I got to play a nice guy for once, so that's always a fun change.
Yeah, you were great in it.
Thank you.
You were great. Yeah.
Thank you.
You definitely
really need
to come back to Younger Wrestler. We miss you on Younger Wrestler. Kevin and Chloe know that.
Just keep writing them and letting them know I should. It was really a fun experience when I was there. It wasn't long enough, but you know, it was great working with Lizzie and Greg. They were awesome and really gracious hosts at the time. Even though, like, you know, I know that they were sort of on their way out in that sort of time period. Even though they've come back again, so it couldn't have been easy for them. But they were really, really gracious hosts.
I agree. Until you on Saved by the Bell, who do you play on Saved by the Bell? I was working on that. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. I was on Saved by the Bell, the new class. So I currently only do the reboots of the shows from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I'm glad you agreed on that.
It was fun. That was a fun one. That was, you know, hanging out with Mr. Belding and Screech. You know, and doing a few episodes of that was a lot of fun. It's always fun doing, like, you know, sort of the sitcom-y comedy stuff. I don't get a whole lot of chance to do that, but it's fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we'd love to have you come back soon again.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you.
Good guy.
Okay, David, are you done? Going on cousin? Thank you.
No.
Thanks, David.
I'm surprised. You're really not that quiet, but I'm not going to make a issue of it. Ron, in our closing minutes, are you, is there anything new you're doing, or a full, or, doing right now that you want the American people to know?
Not right now. I'm still looking for the next thing. I've just been, you know, hanging out with the family, raising the kids, and living life. Excited about whatever the next thing is. You know, there's been a couple of things I've been up for, but nothing has worked out, so we're still looking for the next one.
And you're out in California, right?
What's that, California? Yeah.
Are you close to the fires? I'm not close to the fires.
No, I'm not that close, thank God.
Okay,
But there were a lot. We did get some ash rained on us and smelled pretty smoky, but no, thankfully they weren't anywhere near, you know, where we live.
Well, I just feel sorry for everyone in California because I cannot imagine. This is the second year people, had to evacuate. So I think it's, you know, really bad out there. So, I mean, I love California, but I would not want to be there during the fires.
Yeah, I feel like you guys in Seattle you get some rain, but up north there, but you don't really have any major disasters happening. So that's good.
No, I mean, seriously, I want to just go through one major disaster in Seattle just because I feel sorry for, like, all my friends on the East Coast in California and everywhere.
Well, maybe
Mount St.
Helens will
erupt
again, and you guys will have a volcano.
Yeah, that's Seattle. We don't get any, so I feel sorry for the rest of the country. So
no, you should be grateful.
And like David said, would you please come back really soon and let me know the moment you have something big. I mean, even if it's little or big, would you let us know if we can promote it?
I absolutely will. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Juan, for coming on. Have a great day.
Thank you, Carly. I appreciate you having me on. It's always great talking to you, and you have a great day as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good interview.
Thank you, boys. Maggie was going to call in, but she's still not 100%, so, but she's getting better, so, I mean, that's good. I mean,
yeah.
Carly,
I forgot to ask Ron during the interview, since he was on Saved by the Bell, if he worked with the actress that was Anita on All My Children, and also, did he work with Lindsay McKeon with Mahia on Guiding Light for a while, and the actress that was Kim on Bold and Beautiful. I don't know if he was on during that time frame where he was opposite those people. I meant to say that.
I mean, it's so hard for us to remember every actor that's on every show.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, by the way, Bobby, you have to get into all new shows that we are watching, because Maisie's watching it, and I'm watching it, and David's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get into it, buddy.
Oh, I will. In fact, if I have time later tonight, if they don't break in with Election Day report, I might watch This Is Us after I get off the phone with you all, if they don't break into the election.
David, correct me.
Chrissy, no best.
It's like, we have a couple announcements before we go. Friday night, we have Rebecca Stabbs on. And then...
I'm thinking I'm more likely going to...
At 5 o'clock?
I think more likely I'll be... What time is the interview with Rebecca?
8 o'clock,
our time. Okay, I'll be there on Friday night, definitely, because it's going to be kind of cold, and the person I'm going to be with is still recovering from a cold, so I don't want to have her outside during a football game in the cold with her recovering from a cold. So I might likely, more likely, be involved with the interview. So
I'm okay, be, and we also have November 12th. We have Sonia Center Mosley on, and then November 15th we have Patricia Dalbo on, and November 18th is the day David might die doing the show because Andrea Evan might come on, is coming on. So you know, and November 19th we have Trent Dawson coming on, and November 22nd is David's birthday show. See, Bobby and I feel sorry for you, David, because all the things are in June, and then we only have to wait 6 months until Christmas, and then so it's like, you know, we get presents, like, we have to wait 6 months, but I honestly feel sorry for you because you only get like a month, and then you get all your presents. And I don't think it's still for November or December birthdays.
It's all right.
Bye, Bobby.
Yeah.
You agree with me?
I agree.
And remember, our birthday show this year is Bobby and Carly's birthday because I decided I'm going to be bus office. I know, a very surprising move. But since our birthdays are a day we are a day apart, that, and by the way, I was looking at the calendar at the bottom, and this one, you know, Bobby, your birthday is on a Monday, and my birthday is on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and
then it was about your tickets, so... Molly and stuff. Any news for that?
Well, I'm planning to print out the information and just give it to a person, and I'm planning to save up money for the Myrtle Beach trip as soon as I can, because I still got to make hotel reservations and get the right package that would be okay for me, because I don't have $500 where I can do the whole package, and I don't have that much time during that time, because I want to do other stuff in Myrtle Beach during that time period, including going shopping at one of the outlets where I can get a nice gift the day before for a couple of the stars and some other stuff. So I'm just going to probably just do the meet and greet where I would get their autographs and stuff like that. I'll try, if I get a selfie, to send you a picture.
Exactly, and I'm excited because I'm going to Tyler Henry show July 31st. We want to have a show. I'm so excited. I am more excited than ever. I mean, because I'm taking my cousin, who's like my little sister, and also... David, we need the lowdown on the Terminator really quick.
Very good movie. I recommend it. Very good movie. I give it 2 thumbs up. 2 thumbs up. The best one. 2 thumbs up and a twist.
Well, I'm not going to... You know, my brothers, thanks to my two brothers, you know, made me see, the Terminator, and the other one he was in, it starts with the C, Cobra, or something like that, and it has freaked me out ever since then. So, yeah. But, I just want to be one to know, Hobbs and Shaw went on DVD today. And if you're looking for a great action movie to go see, go watch Hobbs and Shaw. And second act with my Jennifer Lopez and the Army is on Showtime right now. So that's another good one to see. And tomorrow night is Chicago night. Yay! And I want to say again, congratulations to the Seahawks for pulling in the best win in overtime. And I nearly lost my voice and my heart at the same time.
Yeah.
And I want to say...
Well, the good news is with that one...
We came back and won. It was like one of those miracle hallelujah moments.
Yeah, the good news is...
And,
I just want to say
two things about the soap. The people being so hard on Josh for all the drinking. Okay, I know she had a kidney transplant. Okay, we all know that. But she's young, okay? And when you're young, you do something really, really stupid. And from my young self, I did plenty of things stupid. And I have been coming down on her for every little thing she's done. It's the most great thing. And, you know, she's still grieving over Oscar. She's not over Oscar. And I'm just sick of people on Twitter saying, oh, she needs to get over Oscar. Okay, people, did you ever get over your first love and get over your first love and then having your first love die? Come on, cut the kids some slack. And number two, I just want to thank Dinner Hospital for locking Ava up. I hope Sunny runs to the court and takes Avery away from her, just like Ava did when Mike had all the Alzheimer's thing. And, you know, when... Carly got gaslighted by now. Ava stood by and watched the whole thing go down. So I have no compassion. I have no compassion for Ava. She's lost compassion. Lillian, on the other hand, I might feel compassion for, but Ava, no, but Lillian is also responsible for Morgan's death in a way. So
right.
All I'm saying, just give us a slack moment, and I need to catch up on Dave and Bode and Y&R and Dental Hospital from this week. I haven't done that yet. So
right.
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah. Well, I'm just basically just going to just get ready for tomorrow. But can I make one quick suggestion of somebody that you should actually have on the show down the road? And David, you can probably help me on this. I would love to for you, Carly, to do an interview and a Q&A with Maggie, David, and I, and you, with Cameron Braun of General Hospital. Now, I know there's rumors going on that she might be gone from the show or whatever, but it'd be a great idea to just get her on the show.
Say that again, Bobby.
It would be great to just get Tamron Braun on the show, because I know that there's some rumors going on
actually the rumors are Tracy is leaving.
Yeah, but
so
why
don't
but
we
anything,
let
if anything, if anything,
why
I
don't
think
we let her airday come and then we can get her. We have to wait until her airday is done and then we can get her on here.
Yeah, because it would be great to just. In my opinion, I would love to talk to her and just try to see if she can get rolled back to date as Taylor, because I think Nicole needs her sister right now.
Well, yeah, and so we should go, but just remember we are back on Friday and we have all great interviews for the month of November. And remember, it's freezing in Seattle. I don't know about you guys, but it's been so cold here You know, I'm thinking maybe Hawaii might be a better place to live. Let's see. Right now, the weather is 49 degrees here. You know, I'm missing our 80-degree day, by the way. Have a great rest of the week, and I hope everyone's body gets back to normal. Mine's not normal from the time change. I still can feel it. Even though we've got an hour of sleep, it just did something to my body. Don't know why. And anything else you boys have to say?
Well, I do want to say right quick that the Seahawks game is Monday night, so you don't have to worry about possibly another game.
Monday night, I might not have a voice because we are playing the Winers. But have a great week. Have a great night, and I hope everyone's back on Friday, and Maggie should be back on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Good one. All right.
Okay,
bye.
Night.
Bye bye, everybody. Connie.
Bye.
All the memories and
That was a new song, Get Back Home. It was played on the When Oscar Died, and also the List of Things to Do by Jocelyn, Edie McCoy. So we will be back on Friday with, Rebecca Stabs. And Friday night, Rebecca Stabs, 5 o'clock, and 8 o'clock on the West. Okay, good night, everyone.